Well, it says here the sunshine vitamin D, it was found to be the key to healthy brain functioning, explaining the abundance of intellectual surfers. Automotive CEO Obama says the first vehicle to roll off the new Chrysler line will be the 2010 Barracuda. Yeah, how about that? Gets 100 miles to the gallon running on soy milk, too. That's pretty amazing. He also mandated new federal fuel standards, which require the fleet to roll in neutral downhill with a tailwind to attain the mileage. Oh, wow, making either your commute to or from work impossible. So you might get there, but you're not going to get back. So that's an added benefit. On the energy front, going back to Clinton-era standards, all emissions to be nocturnal. Clinton-era standards, I say. Speaking of whom, Bill Clinton has named special envoy to Haiti, where he hopes to get his mojo working once again. A little juju going and a little mojo. Astronauts forced to improvise, repairing the Hubble. Actually, the double bubble, the Hubble. It is now the double bubble space telescope. It was improvising. See, they use that's bubble. Right. Okay. This was actually the last Hubble repair, as the shuttle will no longer make house calls. Has to go to the shop. On board the space station, meanwhile, astronauts say recycled urine tastes great and is less filling. Although it does make you want to go, you know. Or actually, it makes you not want to go if you're going to see it again, I think. Saying the private sector needs to get involved, President Obama envisions Six Flags over Guantanamo. And imagine the rides. Whoa. With only 1 in 7 Guantanamo releasees actually going back to terrorism, it's considered a triumph in recidivism, by the way. Much better than the national prison average.
That's right.
Yeah. So it seems like all prisons should be run like Guantanamo, would be my conclusion, and particularly the one Madoff is in. Excuse me. So I say let Dick Cheney and Halliburton have a go at it. Just redo these prisons, and that'll keep them too busy to be on the talk shows. What is it with talking? He didn't talk. He didn't talk for 8 years. He just grumbled a few things. And now he's on every talk show all the time. Speaking of Dick, the Vice President Emeritus volunteers to be waterboarded, despite the fear that it may cause him to say something useful. Page 2. Search for the new Supreme Court justice has reached the nanny vetting stage. And John actually has volunteered to vet the nannies.
Yeah.
Always in national service, you know. That's him. A new defense procurement plan, 10% down, 36 months to pay now on these systems. Joe Biden in Lebanon for another crack at the presidency. At a presidency, anyway. The fact that he can't be understood by the electorate is a plus over there in Lebanon. The term Democrat Socialist Party has been dropped by the Republican Guard. Oh, well. Yeah. Iranian election, a Farsi. That's a pretty complex little joke there. You got to have
right.
Some basic.
Have to have some understanding there.
Yeah, a Farsi. Pretty good, I think. I'm going to give you a check plus on that one. Mike, little smiley face, Mike, on that one. Atta boy. Nice job. The New Zealand guy and his girlfriend made off with only $2 of the $6 million wrongly credited to their account, but even that took 48 hours at an ATM. Working straight through the night. The Pope is on Facebook, so be sure and pope him. That's what they do. They pope on the face. Right. Or poke. Same thing. California votes to fall into the sea. Hasta la vista, Golden State. Terminator 12 is starting to look pretty good to Arnold about now, too. Should catch up with it about the 12th one, I think. What are they on now? 9 or 10, isn't it?
9 or 10.
Yeah. Terminator never ends. Why do they call it the Terminator, you know? Shouldn't it end if he's the Terminator? You would think at some point. W is said to be thoroughly enjoying getting out from under Dick Cheney. He's having the time of his life. He's taking the occasional nip and sleeping in on Sundays, you know, so it's pretty good for him. It's been great for him. Not so good for Dick Cheney, apparently.
No.
He doesn't like being out of office. The president tells midshipmen at Annapolis, the graduation there, that they'll get used to model boats. Well, they're downsizing the fleet, you know, it's in these economic times. And the drones have been very successful for the Air Force, so they've gone to model boats. Okay, maybe not that. So frowny face. You get a frowny face at that mic. Duh and a duh. Okay. Labor Department finds 3 million jobs Mexicans won't take. If it involves grabbing the drumsticks and tearing lengthwise, I think I'll keep looking because I don't want any these chicken jobs or not for me. Nancy Pelosi says she can explain the 9-inch stilettos, whip and leather bustier. And I, for one, would like to hear her explanation. Michael Vick to work with the Humane Society as a talent scout. And now these new credit card rules they're talking about, Jim. They allow you to charge handguns in national parks, so that's really quite a quite a benefit there. Finally, a defense against the raccoons, which we've needed for years now. The Natural History Museum reveals the missing link to be Ben Stiller, a hobbit-like creature. And finally, and I mean that, fashion designer challenges Kiefer Sutherland to a sew-off. That's all the news that isn't, and some that never should have been.